This is Alcohol Mastery. My name's Kevin O'Hara, and I'm going to talk about the question, how to start to stop drinking alcohol. One of the biggest roadblocks that some people come across when they're attempting to stop drinking is actually making the first move, stepping across that imaginary line and asking themselves, how do I start to stop drinking? Some of the other questions that might come up might include, when should I stop? Where should I be when I stop? Should I tell my family? Should I tell my friends? Do I really need to give up drinking? Perhaps I can just control it. Yes, I've controlled it before. I just drink on the weekends. I know where you're coming from. I've been there myself. I've gone through that control thing. I've tried to control my own drinking. And believe me, once you have a problem, there is no going back. You have to stop. And you have to stop for the rest of your life. How daunting does that sound? I mean, just think about it. Doing something for the rest of your life. This is one of the biggest stumbling blocks for people who are trying to lose weight. They think to themselves, I can never have chocolate again. I can't go into McDonald's and have a Big Mac and fries again. So they just don't do it because the problem is so monumental in their heads. But the thing you have to do is to break it down. You have to take this one day at a time. I know it sounds cliched, but it's the only way to be able to break it down and to deal with it in a manageable way. Take it, for instance, as a 30-day period. Just take it for 30 days. See how you get on. After the 30 days, I can almost guarantee that you'll feel better and you'll move into the second 30 days a lot easier than you started your first because you've got a bit of experience behind you. Another thing that you need to do before you stop is to think about what you're going to do with yourself. You can't just sit there twiddling your thumbs and expecting the day to go on and just to move on as you normally would. Don't forget you're actually breaking a habit. And this habit could have been with you for 20, 30, 40 years. So it's a big wrench. You need to think about the different things that trigger your drinking spells. You need to think, you know, is it when I leave work I go to the pub? So think of an alternative. You need to think about what you do when you get home. What's the thing that makes you want to reach for the can of beer or the bottle of wine? Another definite is get rid of every alcoholic drink in your house. Don't leave the temptation there. There's no point. Make it difficult for yourself to go out and get any more alcohol. Even go so far as to not having any money in the house. So you've got to go borrow some money, or at least you've got to go to the cash machine to get money to go to the drugstore or to the liquor store. One of the things I would recommend that you do is to join a forum before you stop drinking, or after you've stopped drinking if you've already stopped. One of the ones that I would recommend that I've personally been to is netwarriors.org. This is full of people. It's been open for a long time. And there's a lot of people there that are going through exactly the same thing that you're going through. There's people that have been off the drink for many years. And there's people that are just starting on their journey. You don't have to give your name. You can say whatever you want without any judgments whatsoever. And above all, you'll get a lot of help and support and advice. Just remember to keep it simple. Everybody's unique and not everyone's going to have the same experience as you. And just because somebody's had a difficult time going through alcohol withdrawal, it doesn't mean to say that you're going to get the same thing as well. Just keep your head together. Try and keep as much confidence as possible in yourself and you'll go a long way. So as before, if you're watching this on YouTube, please click on the subscribe button below. Also click on the link below and it will take you to the website where you'll find a much more detailed article. Thanks for visiting. I'm Kevin O'Hara for alcoholmastery.com.